Different from being in other services. They share with me that if you are in God's service and you come with a mind made up, that you will meet him at the altar, they share with me that he will show up. And I also been informed that when he shows up, he shows out. Anybody here ever experienced God showing out in your life? Wait, because I can't have you playing with me today because I'm tired, I don't feel good, but God gave me the power to press out today and I'm here. And because I press out today, I'm here. I don't need for you to be fake with me this morning. I need for you to be real. Now, I asked the question, has God showed out in anybody's life in here today? Well, if God has ever showed out in your life today, you ought to respond in a manner that's appreciative of him showing out in your life. Somebody better give God some praise in here today. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Don't play with me today. I don't feel good. Amen. So I don't need for you to play with me. Amen. Amen. I don't know if God whooping me because I went to listen to Lil Patty Bell last night or what. But I didn't wake up feeling good this morning. And I remember when I was little and young, my mother used to tell me, if you're going to go party on Saturday, you better get up and come to church on Sunday. Amen. Amen. So I press my way out today, so don't play with me today. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you, Master, for this another opportunity to sit in your presence. We're so thankful that you are merciful and a kind God, and that you are a loving God, and you allowed us who are not worthy to sit before you, to sit before you and to glean from your table. We pray, Master, that while we're here, that you pour something into our spirits that will give us strength, that will give us nourishment, that will make our spiritual man more powerful than our man of flesh, so that we can put him under arrest every day when we get up. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let all hearts say amen. Amen. We now have hymn 391.
Trust in the Lord. Sir.
Hallelujah. I trust in God. Anybody here trust in God? Because he has never failed you. The Bible shares with me that if you call on his name and that you don't doubt, he said, ask what you will. And he didn't say it may be given to you or it possibly will be given to you. The word specifically said that it shall be given. Somebody better give God some praise in here. Because somebody is praying for something and you haven't received your blessing yet. God said, just hold on. Don't give up. Because I said unto you, it shall be given. Just because it's delayed don't mean it's not. I'm talking to somebody in here today. Just because it's delayed does not mean it's not coming. God said, just hold on.
And he answered.
I sought the Lord,
and he heard, and he answered.
I sought the Lord,
and he heard, and he answered.
That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him.
I sought the Lord,
and he heard,
and he answered.
I sought the Lord,
and he heard.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, the lover of all men, the creator of all mankind, the one who we love because he's so great, the one we love because he's so merciful, the one we love because he is so kind. We come this morning to say thanks. Master, I don't have to go down the road today. You can feel their spirits. Matter of fact, you know what's in their hearts. You know what's in their minds. As a matter of fact, God, not only do you know that, but you know what they're going through. You know what they've been through. And you know what they are going to go through. We thank you for being that kind of God. And because you are that kind of God, you will and work out every issue we may face. We come now to say thank you. We don't have the appropriate words to offer up the appropriate things, but the Bible says that we could say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Master, we offer up some thanks because you are the one who has covered us from the beginning, and you will cover us all the way until the end. And Master, not only until the end, but through the end, all the way over until we get to the next heaven and the earth. So we come now to say thank you for being such an awesome God. You are so awesome. We can't even wrap our minds around just how awesome you are. But one thing we can do is show our appreciation. And in this prayer, we want to show you that we love you. And we want to manifest, Lord God, love in this earth for you. Lord God, allow us the opportunity to say thank you by the works that we do. Thank you about who we are away from the church. Thank you about who we are in front of others, because we want to draw people unto you. We want to exalt you in the earth, Master, so that you will draw. You said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So we come today to say thank you for using us, even in our shortcomings, even in our falling, even in our distress, even in our painful hours. You can use us to draw others. Thank you for allowing us to be your children that you have chosen to use. Master,
Master. 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 I call you out of sincerity because the hearts of your children that you've chosen to walk in this world, we're dealing with some things that we've never seen before. So we ask you to strengthen us where we're weak. Give us knowledge where we're lacking. Give us power where we're walking. Because as we walk, we want to take your power with us, that we can change the situation no matter where our feet land. Thank you, God, for being that God that can do that. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be your children. Oh, I don't want to end this prayer, because I can see you watching us as we talk to you. I can feel your presence in this place today. Walk with power through here. Move with power through here. Change things in here. Change us. Change us. For we need to be renewed. Our minds need to be more like you. Our will needs to line up with yours. Change us so that when we leave here, we can walk in power, talk in power, speak with power, move with power, touch with power, because it's you who will be working through us. We ask now for these prayers to be delivered. In your son Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And Master, we pray that we use them to edify your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Your hand.
Your hand.
Your hand.
Your hand.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Now you fight on. Amen. But don't you stop fighting. No matter how hard the fight gets. And let me say this, no matter who you are fighting with. Because sometimes you are fighting yourself. Don't give in to self. Come on now. Sometimes self is the biggest enemy. Amen. If you can push through self, you can push through anything. Amen. Amen. So don't give up. Fight. Even if you have to fight with self. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, I won't be before you long because, as I told you, I'm not feeling too great today. The wife has been a good nurse, but I'm not sure how good of a patient I've been. And she said, I need to come home and rest. Amen, which is kind of hard for me because I don't like resting too much. Amen. But if you have your Bible with you, turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. And we'll read verses 7 through 9. First Epistle of John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. Amen. Amen. And it reads, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Let me back that train up and say that one more time. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. And this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Amen. Just for a few minutes, we will talk about the third part of this series of preaching. And I promise you, we only have one more part left. And I told you this part is coming because of my wife and B took too much time last week. So I will politely get my time back. But we're still dealing with the series of preaching God's sovereignty. And today we want to deal with the power of his love. I'm sorry, the power of his love controls his sovereignty. And in part one, we share with you that as we talk about God's sovereignty, that your faith is required and that your faith is being tested. Even in the very first verse in Genesis, we find that our faith is being tested because we have to immediately believe that there is a God before we can go anywhere else. So our faith, when we talk about God's sovereignty, is being tested. And then secondly, we gave you the definition of God's sovereignty. We said that he is the ultimate authority and ruler over all creation with supreme power and control. And then we went on and answered the question, who is God and where he is from? Finally, in part one, we talked about the benefits of God's sovereignty. But in part two, we changed it up a little bit and we talked about what controls the sovereignty of God and what God's sovereignty controls. We express that this is important for us to know about because it has an impact on how we view God and how we serve God, and also how we worship God. And finally, we close by saying his love, we close by sharing that his love controls everything.
His love has power to control him. Amen. And it's because of his love, he deals with us out of mercy. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Because it's the mercy of God that has spared many of us. And when we were worthy of death, God didn't take us because his love held him in place. Somebody need to know what I'm saying. God is such an awesome God. I shared that he put some assurances in place before the foundation of the world because he knows how we are. He knows what we like to do. He knows what we like. He knows how we like to like what we like and when we like what we like. Don't ask me to say that again because I can't. But today we want to talk about the power of his love, how the power of his love controls his sovereignty. It's not just his love, it's the power of his love that controls his sovereignty. And in doing so, we must ask the question that if God is so sovereign and God is so powerful, why did he even create the universe? Why did he even create us? Why are we here? The beautiful thing in my research, I found that the three major religions all agree, Lord have mercy, on the concept of it's the power of God's love that controls his sovereignty. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all speaks about God's love having power to control him. And not only does God love has power to control him, he created the universe out of love. Somebody need to give God some praise. Because that means that you were created out of love. And I said that because some of us grew up and people said that you'll never amount up to nothing. You ain't going to be nothing. I'm going to tell you, if God created you, love created you. And if love created you, he created you for a specific, divine, beautiful purpose. Somebody better give God some praise in here. They agree that he created us all out of love. Judaism says it like this in the Torah. It describes God's creation as an act of goodness. And the creation is motivated by love even beyond current generations. Which means that God's love doesn't stop at the generation of his creation, but his love continues throughout all generations. So no one can question if you are being loved. And I said that because some of us, we don't feel like there's love in our life. And I want to tell you that if God is your Lord and Savior, love is not only in your life, but love is controlling your life. Judaism says it's like this. It said that his creation has purpose. His creation reflects his love. So in other words, he created you to reflect his love. Jesus, let me say that one more time. He created you to reflect his love. In other words, you ought to look like love. When people see you coming, they ought to know that love is coming. Lord have mercy. If you are a child of God and you believe in the sovereignty of God, which means God created you in love and he cover and keep you in love, when folks see you coming, they ought not run away because, oh, Lord have mercy. Because you are something else, they ought to be willing to sit there and they ought to be happy to see you coming because when you come, you are bringing love. Amen. Amen. Should I ask how many folks in here walk in love? I'm not going to do that. Don't want you to embarrass yourself when your hand doesn't go up. But Judaism says that the purpose of us being created is that we would delight in him and the world would know that love created the world. Because when they look at us, they will see love, because we understand that the sovereignty of God is controlled by love. Which means that everything that we do ought to be controlled by love. If love is not a part of what you are about to do, you ought not do it. Amen. Let me say that one more time. If love is not about, is not a part of what you are about to do, you ought not do it. Nothing makes me madder than when I hear people say, Lord told me to say, and in many cases, he ain't told you nothing. That was you. Especially when that ugliness come out your mouth after you make that statement. Because if God told you to do it, he's going to give you a loving way to share that. It won't hinder or hurt somebody. It improve them and lift them up. And then Islam says it like this. Islam says that his creation of humankind was from himself. And he created humankind to dwell in love. Now, when Islam and Judaism are in agreement, we ought to be happy. God says that he created you in love. His sovereign love controls your every existence. It should control everything that you do. It should control everything that you say. It should control all of your looks. It should control all of your mannerisms, all of your reactions. It should control everything that you do. Because when we look at what Christianity says that God created us not because he was lonely, not because of an obligation. God created us because he wanted to share his goodness, his beauty, and his truth with the world. Let me say that one more time. Christianity says that when God created you, he created you so he can share his goodness, his beauty, and his truth with the world. I must ask you, are you a good representation of that? Do you show God's goodness in the earth? Do you show God's beauty in the earth? And are you truthful? Let me say that one more time. Are you truthful? Because God created you out of love so that you can be truthful and share with people the truth of God. To share with people the love of God, the beauty of God, the goodness of God. And let me tell you, he doesn't give anything that says that you only give that to certain people. Amen. Take my glasses off. Because you are his children and you ought to share that type of love, that type of goodness, that type of beauty with folks who don't like you. He shared with the Pharisees, if you only love those who love you, then you got your reward here on earth. Amen. Which means you don't have a heavenly reward. Yeah. But if you love those who spit on you, who talk bad about you, who say things that they ought not to say about you, but you are able to love them, God said, if you are able to love them, then there is a place for you in heaven. God's love is so powerful that it controls him. And in it controlling him, he controls us through his love. And I shared with you on last time that We have to talk about the human will, because that human will must line up with God's will. Amen. Amen. If that human will does not line up with God's will, then you don't find freedom. You find limitations and restrictions. Because the Bible says that in order for a man to gain his life, he must lose his life. In other words, you got to lay down what you want to do and do what God wants for you to do. Somebody better give God some praise in here. Listen to what verse 8 says. And then I'm going to go home. Verse 8 says this: He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. Let me say this. I always tell people, because folks have these, I guess you can say, like they say in AI, hallucinations. Well, they believe in all kinds of stuff. And they believe that if, you know, you can speak in tongues, that show that you've been saved. Let me help you. It doesn't. The one thing that can show that you've been saved is love. Because when God saves you, he gives you himself. Oh, y'all. The Bible said that he will place himself within you. Amen?
Amen.
And if God places himself within you and God is love, then what did God place in you other than love? Amen. He placed love within you. And if you are a Christian, you ought to be able to give to those who need it what God has placed in you, which is love. If you want to be a child of God, you got to be able to love those who don't love you back.
Amen.
Loving those who love you, that's easy. But loving those who you know don't care for you, that's tough. But if you're under the sovereignty of God will cause you to get on your knees and pray for them. The sovereignty of God will show you how to reach them and bring them in. Because you're under his control, the sovereignty of God will show you how to bring them unto him. Because if they don't like you, they don't like God. I got real heavy with that one. For those of you who don't like each other in here, if you don't like your fellow man, you don't like God.
Amen.
Because when you look at the sovereignty of God, it boils down to us being able to love one another. Scripture shares with us that we ought to love one another.
Amen.
And if we don't love, then we don't know who. The sovereignty of God does not give you leeway. The sovereignty of God does not say that if you can or if you may be or if you want to. It says if you do not love, then you don't know God. Ouch. The Bible says that God is love. And he controls us out of love. And I'm thankful, I don't know about you, because the blessing is in the fact that God can control us out of love.
Amen.
And that it is love that he deals with us. Because if it was anything else, we may find ourselves somewhere else than in church today. And it may not be even on this earth. And I'm trying to help you understand that you probably could end up in that W-H-E-L-L place. But the Bible says that his power of his love keeps his all-knowing power in control. The power of his love keeps his I can be everywhere and one at one time at the same time in control. The power of his love is able to keep the righteousness of his power in control. And let me help you understand, if the righteousness of God's, if the power of God's righteousness were not under the power of his love, none of us would be here. Because we don't measure up. That's the reason why he sent Jesus to die for us. Because we do not measure up. But the power of his love keeps that righteous power in control. It gives ability to the creative power. And it gives more strength to his redemptive power. It gives more strength to his redemptive power. Thank God, because we all need to be saved. Thank God, because we all need to be corrected. Thank God, because we all need to be propped up where we're weak. Thank God, because we all need to be helped where we're falling short. Thank God, because we all need his salvation. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. And the beauty here is his love and his power never gets weak. It never diminishes. It's never not there. It never leaves you alone. If you're his child, he walks with you. If you're his child, he talks with you. If you're his child, he comforts you. If you're a child and you're lost, he'll grab your hand and lead you to the place of safety. If you are his child, he'll cover you when storm comes. If you are his child, when the rain falls, he'll keep the rain from getting to you. If you are his child, when the wind blows, he'll hold you up. If you're a child, when the dark falls, he will give you light through the darkness. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Because it's his sovereign power that gives us what we need. Glory be to God. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there be one who would like to give their life to Christ today, the doors of my Father's house are now open. If you come down front, we will give you the right hand of fellowship, where you will be a rightful member of this church. Rightful member of the kingdom of God. The doors of my Father's house are now open. Clap of praise. Amen. We're all saved. Amen. 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 Let us bow. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master. Thank you for this day. And once again, Master, thank you for allowing us to make it out to your place of worship, to your temple, to your sanctuary. And Master, not only to that place, but spiritually, you allowed us to get in your presence, and we want to say thank you. And Master, we pray that as we leave this place physically, we never leave you spiritually. We pray that your spirit goes with us. It help us throughout the week. Because Master, we are seeing things that is troubling. When a man is killed just because of the expressions of his thoughts,
we're in trouble. But Master, we know, as we stated in our sermon, that you control all things. And you know all things. You knew that was going to happen. And we pray, Master, that you find us wherever we are with that spiritually and help us to work through it so that we can be better for our families, better for ourselves, better for this country, better for this world, and most of all, better for the kingdom of God. Be with us as we leave. Watch over us, protect us, keep us until we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Now all God's children sing.